Chevra, the 5 minute VART. First of all, sponsored anonymously for Refu Shalema, Yaakov and Sarah. Everyone over Rosh Hashanah should have him in your tefillos. Yaakov and Sarah, someone that's mamish. He's much more than a friend. He's mamish a relative and someone who needs the tefillos. And we should dive in for Refuos and Yeshuos in a big year of Refuah for Yaakov and Sarah. And also, a member in his family had a very big nesis the past week. And just to give you makar tov to Rabbeinu Shalom, taking care and watching over, as he watches over all of us always. And of course, always the 5 minute vart is L'Ol Nishmas, Eliezer Ben Yisrael. Should be a big male Joshua for his beautiful family. Until Mashiach Tzidkenu Tzches Amesim Mekarev Yemenu. We've mentioned many times in Yerushalmi, and it's also a Medrash, that brings down that Hashem has to keep His Torah. Hashem keeps His Torah. Whatever that exactly means, it's a very deep idea that Hashem keeps His Torah. But there's a tremendous significance in that for this Rosh Hashanah, for this year. Rosh Hashanah Abba Alein L'Toiva, it will be tomorrow night. This Rosh Hashanah, the first day is Shabbos. And if the first day is Shabbos, we're not going to be hearing the Kol Shofar. We're not going to be hearing the Shofar. Even though midaraisa, you could have the Shofar. For many reasons. But there's a gzera. And the gzera is we're afraid that one individual will carry the Shofar without an Erev. Not on the way to do a mitzvah. And it will be over. Until to on carrying without an Erev. And therefore, the Gzeira, Chazal decided we don't blow shofar. That alone, by the way, before we go on, is such an important yesod. Maybe the message of that is a stronger chizik than even blowing shofar 100 times on Rosh Hashanah. Because it's telling us what a chait, what one sin can do to the world. Let's be real. Most people are going to know the halacha and are not going to carry. And we could have all the rabbanim speak in shul and give chizik before not to carry. And how many people have a shofar anyways? But we're afraid maybe one person will carry, so the entire Klal Yisrael doesn't have shofar. It's an amazing halacha, which tells you that one chait is worse than all of us getting mitzvahs of shofar. Amazing. Gives us a chizik to be kadosh, to be pure, to be close to Hashem, to try our best, to live up to who we're supposed to be and serve Hashem always to the best of our ability. But we started out by saying Hashem keeps His Torah. So what about Hashem blowing the shofar? So Hashem keeps the Torah. Part of the Torah is to listen to the Rabbanim. It's a pasuk in Shoftim that we have to listen to the Rabbanim. So Hashem also, therefore, should have the same gzera. But if the whole gzera is tiltal, which tiltal, moving an object from one rishus to another rishus, by Kadosh Baruch Hu's male kol aretz kvodo. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes up the entire world. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have different rishuyos. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have rishus ayach, rishus rak, doesn't have. Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere at every moment. He's male kol aretz kvodo. He fills the whole world. So this whole gzera clearly doesn't apply to the Eibishter. And therefore this Rosh Hashanah, even though we're not going to be blowing shofar, we're not going to be hearing the shofar of a human being, the Eibishter will blow the shofar. Because the Eibishter keeps his Torah. And it's Rosh Hashanah, so he blows shofar. And the gzera won't apply to him. Because he's Malei Kol Aretz. So Eibishter is going to blow shofar. And we have to listen very closely to hear the blow of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And what is that blow? What is that blow? So last year came to me what that blow is. You know what that blow is? What's the blow of the Rabbeinu Shalom? Rosh Hashanah we know is Hayoyim Haras Olam. Rosh Hashanah is the day that man was created. On that day, open up Parshas Bereishis. Kadosh Baruch Hu was blowing. On Rosh Hashanah, Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. Hashem blew. That's a blowing on Rosh Hashanah. The blowing of the shofar is the blowing of the neshama. And therefore, that's what we're going to feel. We're going to feel, let's get our neshama. We have our neshama. But sadly, over the whole year, through our inability to live up to who each and every one of us should be, we cover over that neshama. We don't feel the neshama the way we should. Hashem's going to blow that neshama back to us. He's going to blow shofar. This first day, that's the only shofar we feel. Open up our hearts. Open up our eyes. And be in touch with our neshama. Our chilek alokam yimam mamish. That's our avod of Rosh Hashanah. To feel the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within us. HaMelech. The Melech Mechem Lachim that's within each and every one of us. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Hashem's going to blow the shofar, blow the neshama back into us. We're going to feel it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me a very big matana. Came to me last year, that's MS. We'll say it over for the oil. Kevin will Bab Jerebi, it's chus of Yogan Aleinu. What is chus just to be here, Erev Rosh Hashanah. If you take a matria, Vayipach Ba'apov Neshama. Vayipach Ba'apov Neshama, 598, exactly, Zeh Shofar. This is the shofar. So this year, we're not going to blow shofar the first day. But open up our hearts and open up our eyes and listen closely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu blowing our neshama back into us. To feel our neshama, to feel alive, the Ribbono Shel Olam by our side. And then take it into the whole year. The year when we're cognizant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within us and with us. And so it's going to be a different year of simcha, a year of bracha. When you feel Hashem by your side, it's always good. Because you know He's watching over us, you know He's orchestrating it. You know even the challenges that we all have, Hashem's orchestrating it. It's going to be good. We just haven't seen it yet. That's the neshama we're going to feel that He's blowing into us this year more than ever. Your simcha, your bracha for each and every one of us and all of Klal Yisrael. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh